Hi, everybody, and welcome back to this mess that is a podcast. And you guys seem to really like my Twilight commentary, which is odd, but okay, I'll take it. So I figured I would continue and give a breakdown of New Moon, which is the second or third, depending on how you really want to look at it, book in the Twilight Saga. I say third because I count Midnight Sun as kind of the second, even though it was released many years after all the other books. So yeah, I don't count the gender swap because let's face it, nobody wants to read that. Anyways, so we start the book off much like the movie starts, where Bella's having a dream and she thinks that it's her grandmother. As it turns out, it's actually her, just, you know, old. Excuse the random cats running around. Edward, like, kisses old Bella's hand and is like, "Happy birthday, Bella." And it's just, it's a little weird, because Bella's 18. She's not old. 18 is not old. Neither is 30, but people like to give me a hard time about it. But Bella's like, "I don't want presents for my birthday." And Alice is like, "Yeah, well, we bought you presents anyway, so, like, suck it up and deal with it, because that's who we are. We give people things." So, which is what I love about Alice. She doesn't care about anything. Just having fun and enjoying life, or her existence, or whatever you want to call it. So they go and they watch Romeo and Juliet, Edward and Bella do. And Bella takes pictures of Edward and her together because her mom wants her to have a scrapbook, and it's like a whole thing. Which is strange because I didn't think that vampires could be taken in pictures because they wouldn't show up, but apparently the Twilight vampires show up in pictures, which is, it's cool. It's just a little weird. So then they go to Alice's house, or, well, technically the Cullens, because it's not just Alice's house, but I call it Alice's house because why not? Anyway, they go to Alice's house and they have a birthday party for Bella, and Bella naturally gets a paper cut because this is Bella we're talking about, and she has a knack for doing silly things like this. So Jasper, being new, tries to end her. Let's just put it that way. And everybody starts flipping. Of course they do, because they're vampires. And when you smell blood, you flip. Switches are flipped and they don't care. So Edward, the thing I don't like about the movies is that Edward leaving sort of happens instantaneously. Like, it seems to be the next day, at least auditorily. It seems to be the next day. I don't know if there's anything, like, visually that happens, but, like, it's just, it's like, "Okay, I'm driving you home. Oh, wait, I'm leaving. Bye." And it's weird. I don't know. But it takes 5 days in the book. So, like, presumably her birthday's, like, on a Sunday. And then, like, Friday, they're, like, out. Alice, like, leaves the next day. And Bella's like, "So is Alice, like, coming back?" And Bella's like, "Yes." Or Edward's like, "Soon, yeah, maybe. But actually, not really, because they're all leaving." But Bella doesn't know that. So, like, Friday, presumably, comes around. And Edward's like, "We're leaving. after taking her to the forest, which is... Don't leave your partner in a forest. Okay? Like, that's just stupid. He's like, we're leaving. And Bella's like, well, I gotta think of something to say to Charlie. Because she thinks that we means her. And it doesn't. And Edward's just like, no, Bella. I mean my family and myself. And that's it. You're not coming with me. And, like, I don't care because I don't want you anymore. Bye. Okay, he's not quite that dickish, but it's pretty damn close. And Bella's like, but, like, you said that you loved me and, like, told me all these things about yourself. And, like, what the hell? Is this because you don't want to damn my soul? Because if you don't want to damn my soul, then take it, because it's pointless without you, which I get. It's a little bit much, but I get it. Being in love for the first time is a feeling that can't be explained unless you already know. But you feel that way. You're like, I don't want to live without you. Ever. And looking back on it, yeah, I could live without, like, most of the people that are my exes. I mean, there might be one or two exceptions, but that's highly unlikely because none of my exes are my friends. So, not a thing. Definitely not a thing. But for some people, it could be a thing, I guess. So, Bella's, like, walking around in the forest trying to find Edward, which is probably not a good idea. But then she just decides to give up and curls up in a heap on the ground, completely exhausted. And again, can't blame her. People find her and then take her back to the to Charlie's house, which is her dad, in case nobody remembered. Edward is gone. The whole Collins are gone. Everybody's just gone. So a week passes, actually months pass, and I love it because, like, in the book, you get 4 pages, and all it says is October, and you flip the page, November, flip the other page, December, flip it again, January, which is kind of cool because it's supposed to look like a diary. And the reason it's relevant is because I think shortly after New Moon came out, Stephanie Meyer released these Twilight journals, which I have. Why, I don't know. I just like them and I have them. So yeah. And like, there is some pages where you can write things, but there's also, like, some pages that have other things on them. I'm not sure exactly what's in them because I've opened them to make sure that they were still okay because, you know, they're old and I just wanted to make sure that they weren't ruined. But other than that, I've never, like, asked anyone what's actually in them. But it's really cool because I think, like, those 4 months, October, November, December, and January, are blank pages too. And I just love it. I don't know what it is. I love that part. But in the movie, you can't, I mean, I guess you could just write October and have, like, a blank screen in November and December and January, but that seems a little bit boring. So what they did was they have Bella staring out the window and all 4 season changes. Or maybe not 4 seasons. Is it? I don't even know. Anyway, they have all 4 month changes, not season changes. They have Bella sitting in her room, looking out the window. It's the same shot. She's just sitting there. And you see all the seasons changing around her. And I love that. It's great. Because I was like, how are they going to make that work? Because, like, it's just October, November, December, January. And, like, I love what they did there. That was great. That was a good move. And the song they play is great. It's Possibility. I can't never remember who sings it, but yeah, it's a good song. It's one of my favorites, actually. Seasons change around Bella. Bella's just, like, in a state of absolute depression, which, again, I get because, like, this is her first love and her only love and her mate. Oh, I wish you could only mate once and be done with it, but also not really, because if it was the first person I fell in love with, no. God, no. Nope. Pass. So, Bella eventually comes out of her depression because Charlie's like, look, kid, this is not healthy for you to just be moping around and like not hanging out with people, not talking, not eating, not, this is not good. So she's like, well, I'm gonna go hang out with Jessica, because Charlie's like, you're gonna go back to Florida because I can't see you in this situation. And Bella's like, well, the hell I am. I'll do whatever the hell you want me to, but I am not going back to Florida. Personally, I think I would have put her in a mental institution for some help, because I've been sad too, but like, this is sadness to an extreme that I've never seen, except for in this book. And 50 Shades, because 50 Shades is Twilight kinkified. So, Bella goes out with Jessica, and as they're going to a McDonald's, she sees four men on bikes, and she's like, I think I know those guys. And she goes over, she starts talking to them, and all of a sudden she sees and hears the ghost of Edward telling her, don't do this, this is dangerous, stop. And what's kind of odd about this is that Edward had told her to pretend like he never existed and move on with her life, but yet here's the ghost of Edward being like, stop doing this, this is bad, you shouldn't be putting yourself in danger, which, yeah, she shouldn't be, but I don't know, it's just weird. So after a little bit, she her head clears and she gets off the bike guys, and Jessica's like, you're freaking insane, which, yeah, I'm starting to think that. And so she's like, I've realized that I can see Edward, even if he is a figment of my imagination, if I do stupid bullshit. Not a good idea. Like, can we not be doing stupid bullshit just to see our significant others? Like, why do we have to do that? So Bella finds motorcycles, courtesy of somebody who is selling them. She gets them because he's like, you know what, you can have them, they're yours, it's fine. So shady. Anyway, she goes to Jacob's house. She's like, hey, fix these for me and teach me how to ride them because I'm gonna do stupid shit. And Jacob's like, okay. I'm like, some friend. Because if my friend told me, fix these bikes, I wanna do some stupid shit, I'd be like, what the hell is wrong with you? But I guess, whatever. Any chance to hang out with Bella is a good thing, I guess. So, they go, they fix the bikes, she helps him buy the parts. It's a whole thing. They start talking, and they never talk about the Cullens because they don't exist, apparently. So it's all been in their head. Or at least that's what Edward wants her to believe. So, which would be really fucking weird if they were all in her head, because I don't know how I feel about that concept. But Jacob never asks. Like, he's like, I know what the Cullens did to you, and I would not, well, he says what he did to you, but it was all the Cullens, let's face it. I know what they did to you, and I would never hurt you like that, blah, 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 blah. You okay, Jacob? So then, the whole motorcycling thing doesn't actually work very well because Bella gets hurt a couple of times because it's Bella we're talking about here. And then she sees people cliff diving. She's like, oh, that sounds like fun. Yeah, let's do it. So they realize that Jacob has been, like, getting really angry at the Doctor of Hat lately. And when he gets angry, like, his whole entire body shakes, and he's, like, in a constant state of rage, to be honest, and it's kind of freaky, and he's like, I don't know what the heck is happening to me. And his skin gets really hot, and he realizes, eventually, that he's a werewolf. Oh, dear. And Bella's like, you kill people, Jacob? And Jacob's like, I'm not killing anyone. The only thing that we do kill are vampires. And he's like, you're a hypocrite, Bella, because what? I'm not the right kind of monster for you? Which, he's got a point. Much as I hate that kid in this movie, and Eclipse, and part of Breaking Dawn, he's got a point. So, after a while, Bella decides that she's, hi, baby boy. Or no, you're JJ. Hi, JJ. Bella decides eventually that she's gonna go cliff diving. And Alice sees this happen, and she can't see past the werewolves. So she doesn't know that Bella went bonkers and is actually still alive. She saw Bella go in the water, but never saw her come back out. So Alice rushes to course from wherever she was staying. I don't know if we ever got actual, like, what's that word I'm looking for? Actual insight into where they actually were, because Carla said, had told the hospital LA, but I don't remember. So Bella goes back to Jacob's house and, like, sleeps for a little while and finds out that Harry Clearwater is dead, which is a shame. He's a cool dude. I like him. So after that whole thing, Jacob takes Bella back to her house because she's like, I gotta be there for Charlie, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, Jacob's like, no, there's a vampire here and you can't go inside. Blah, 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 blah. She's like, look, Jacob, it's Carlisle's car. It's the Cullens. They're here. I gotta go. Bye. And Jacob gets pissy. Because, you know, werewolves hate vampires and vampires hate werewolves. And, like, there's a lot of tension there. Which is really weird because in Breaking Dawn, he literally, well, yeah, I won't go there right now. But it's a thing. Something happens. So, after they get to Bella's house, and after Jacob leaves, Bella goes into the house and realizes it's Alice. And Alice is like, what the fuck are you still doing here? You're not supposed to be alive. Like, I saw you get pushed into, or I saw you go into the water, but I never saw you come out. And she was like, well, that was because Jacob saved me. And she was like, who's Jacob? And found out that she can't see past werewolves, which makes sense because she's not a werewolf. She's never been a werewolf. She wouldn't see past them. Does not make sense in the movie and in Breaking Dawn because she's able to see past the werewolves. And I still do not understand, like, why they did that. That was stupid. So, after a couple of days, because Alice stayed with Bella because she wanted some kind of normalcy. Jacob comes in and he's like, I just want to make sure that you were okay. And then they like start talking and he's about to kiss her, which is just ugh. Ugh. And he's like holding her face in his hand. And then all of a sudden the phone rings and Jacob, thinking that he owns the house, is like, oh, let me answer it. And he answers it and he's like, no, Charlie's at a funeral. And of course, Edward's like, oh my God. And he goes and it's like, he breaks his phone in a movie and a book. You don't really see what he does. But then Alice comes in and he's like, she's like, Rosalie told Edward why I came here and he thinks you're dead. So he's gonna die too. So they go to Italy. Bella tells Charlie LA, but it's Italy. And they save the day. I won't get into spoilers because it doesn't really matter. But they save the day in Aro. I like Aro, believe it or not, even though I think the Volturi are some backward ass fucking political police people. There's something about Aro that's just fascinating. I do like him. Not enough to acquire his head, but I do like him. I also kind of like Jane a little bit until she realizes that she can't make her power go on Bella. Then I don't really like her because then she's like, I must destroy this human and everything she cares about. But like, Aro's great. And then they go home. And Bella's like, I really wish that we got more of, like, Bella being like, dude, you fucked up. Like, you done fucked up. I don't know if I can trust you again. Because if somebody left me in a forest, told me they didn't love me anymore, told me they didn't want me anymore, told me that they wanted me to pretend like they didn't exist, I would not trust them quite so easy if they came back into my life. Just saying. So then they go over to the Cullen's house and they're like, and Bill's like, look, I want to vote because Edward does not want to turn me into a vampire. And I really want this, and you guys know I want this, so I think the only way that we can be fair is to vote, and everybody votes, and you find out that Rosalie's like, look, I'm grateful that you saved my brother. I'm grateful that you were brave. I'm sorry that I was the complete ass to you, but no, this is not the life that I wanted for myself. And you kind of find out that Rosalie actually doesn't hate Bella. She just hates the fact that she is wasting her mortality. And You don't know why. You just know that much. And it's kind of, it makes for interesting dynamics, that's for sure. So everybody votes, and then Jacob, and then I don't know if it happened. I can't remember if it happens like that same day or if it's like a couple of days later, but Edward and Bella get to Charlie's house, and Edward's like, Charlie's going to kill you. And I'm like, what is happening? And all of a sudden, Bella's motorcycle that she had is sitting in the driveway. And Jacob's like behind a tree somewhere. And Bella's, and Jacob's like, look, I just wanted him to ground you. I didn't realize it was going to be as bad as it was. And she was already grounded for going to Italy for 3 days. But, which is kind of fucked up because she's 18. She's allowed to go wherever she wants. But regardless, I get it. It comes from a place of love. But also, come on, Charlie, really? Anyway, so it ends with a sentence that says something to the effect of, I walked to the house ready to accept my fate. And I'm just like, we don't even know what her fate is. But it's kind of fucked up because before that, Edward, Jacob's like, I want to remind you of a key point in the treaty. And Edward's like, I haven't forgotten. And Bella's like, what are you guys talking about? And Jacob's like, if one of them bites a human, the truce is over. That's it. And Bella's like, well, it has nothing to do with you, not realizing that Jacob didn't know that Bella wanted to become one of them. And Jacob's like flipping out because he doesn't think that Bella should be one of them, which I think it's a very heavy decision to make when you're 18 to become an immortal, but what the heck do I know? So Bella and Edward decide that they're going to get married, and then he'll change her, and it's a whole thing, and yay, and everything is great. Except Bella's, like, grounded because of the whole motorcycle thing. So, that's New Moon. And, oh, man. This book is, like, 14 hours long. And I read it in a day. Which is pretty amazing because Twilight took me a couple of days. It was a 25-hour long book, I believe. And Midnight Sun took me forever because it's a book that makes you want to scream because I can't. Like, there are people who really want New Moon from Edward's perspective, and I can't. I just can't. I'll take New Moon from Alice's perspective. I'd even take it from Jacob's perspective. But not Edward's, because I just, he's very broody and very anxious, and if I want that, I'll just delve into my own head for a day. Like, just, oh, God, no. I would definitely take an Alice New Moon, because she tells Bella some interesting things about herself that she found out due to James's little slip in Twilight. So yeah, I don't like this book because I don't like how Edward kind of gaslit her and was like, I didn't love you, you're nothing to me, you're just a human and I'm a vampire and you don't want my world, and like, whatever, pretend like I didn't exist. I don't like that. I didn't like Jacob. Jacob started to be a complete douche in this book after Bella said that she didn't want to be anything more than friends. And I kind of feel like it's not my favorite book. I just, honestly, other than the first book, I think my favorite book is Breaking Dawn. I think. I haven't gone that far yet, so I don't know. Actually, my favorite book is Bree Tanner, because The Short Second Life of Bree Tanner, because I love Bree and she shouldn't die. In my headcanon, she's very much alive. So, yeah. New Moon, not my favorite. Eclipse is also not my favorite for the same reasons, pretty much, except Edward and Lee Bella, but man, there's a lot of manipulation going on everywhere. So, not my favorite, but that's going to be the next book. And believe me, I will talk about it. If you guys still want these reviews, because somebody other wants them. I mean, they haven't reached my top played episodes yet, but they do get a lot of traction. So, unless, like, lots of people are like, shut up, stop talking about it, I'm not gonna stop talking about it. So, until next time, stay safe, stay kinky, be a positive member of your community. I love your animals, because there's two cats on my lap that are both, well, one's purring, one's not. But love your animals if you have them. Be safe. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye.